Today is Bastille Day. In 1789, the French overthrew their monarchy and system of aristocratic privilege and replaced it with a democracy built on the principles of liberty, equality, and fraternity. The name of equality, newly elected president François Hollande promised to raise taxes on the rich dramatically. And as Eleanor Beardsley reports, so far most French people, even many wealthy people, seem to support the move.
It was President François Hollande's first time reviewing the troops in the traditional Bastille Day military parade down the Champs-Élysées. As millions of French people celebrate their revolution, its founding principles, liberté, égalité, and fraternité, seem to be alive and well anchored deep in the national psyche. One of the reasons former President Nicolas Sarkozy was so unpopular is that he veered too far from égalité and was seen as a president of the rich.
Aujourd'hui, c'est moi qui vous représente.
Candidate Hollande embraced justice and equality on the campaign trail this spring. To reduce the French deficit, he proposed raising taxes on large corporations and the super rich. The move helped his campaign take off, says Gérald Andrieux, a political journalist with Marianne magazine.
It was a very popular idea because the concept of equality is really at the heart of our republic. And I think people had been waiting for such a proposal after the years of Sarkozy.
Hollande's proposal would slap a 75% tax on anyone making more than €1 million a year, a huge jump from the current rate. It would also reinstate some wealth taxes Sarkozy got rid of. The rich have been leaving France for years. Singer Johnny Hallyday and former pro tennis player Guy Forget live in Switzerland. The French community in London is so large that it's jokingly referred to as France's seventh largest city. At the recent G20 gathering, British Prime Minister David Cameron said his country would be glad to welcome a few more French residents.
I've said before that if the French go ahead with a 75% top rate of tax, we will roll out the red carpet and welcome more French businesses to Britain, and they can pay taxes in Britain, and that can pay for our health service and our schools.
Though Hollande didn't respond directly, his Labour minister chalked the comments up to British humor and retorted that it might be a little difficult to roll out a red carpet over water. Arnaud Vessier is head of the British-French Chamber of Commerce in London.
The fact that David Cameron has talked about this red carpet being rolled out for the French are willing to move to the UK, he is at the same time annoying the French authorities, but also pushing them to think it through.
The French Parliament is supposed to pass the new tax laws in July. As the debate rages over whether the rich will stay or go, the government has played down the possibility of an exodus. The French finance minister said not leaving was a question of patriotism. So perhaps the French rich are more patriotic. Last year, 16 French millionaires and billionaires signed an open letter saying they favored paying more to help their country.
I'm not leaving because I like my country and I have no reason to go away.
That's millionaire real estate investor Philippe Gilbert at a Paris dinner party, a buzz over the topic. He says Hollande is doing the right thing.
Of course, I'm not very happy about that because I will pay more. But I admit that I have to do that because who can pay for what is necessary? Only the rich. The others, they can't pay. So if somebody has to pay, it has to be the rich people.
Polls show 67% of the French say they're ready to pay more taxes to help their country. Chalk that up to the revolutionary spirit of fraternité and égalité. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.